With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You were just saying something to me about how Hard Knocks this year has really found the mark once again.
It was bad the last couple of years, I gotta admit. I was totally bored by it. I was almost not gonna watch this year because last year, the Buccaneers, not fun at all. And it was very formulaic, but they came back this year with a bang.
You know why, though?
It's just so good.
But why?
Well, it's great storylines there.
Well, you got the more dysfunctional people you have in a room, the better it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's why it was so great with Rex Ryan.
Yeah, it's the best one since the Jets.
Let's go get a goddamn snack.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was just like so crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley and Bob Wiley, the offensive line coach, and Josh Gordon and Callaway.
Oh, Greg Williams is crazy, too.
Greg Williams is nuts. I mean, this is like... Like, this is like the NFL couldn't have put a group of better or more dysfunctional people together on TV and said, this is a football team.
And then you had Dez Bryant show up at the facility and that whole
thing.
It
doesn't
part
get any better. Just throw that one right in there, too. I mean, yeah. And that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it fun. And that's what makes guys like me miss it.
Yeah.
Because every training camp is like that. Now, some are going to be a little bit more polished than others, but it doesn't seem like the Cleveland Browns are trying to polish anything. They're just trying to be themselves, which I think is great.
Yeah, I hope they have a little bit of success this year to just justify everything because, I mean, it seems like they are in desperate need of just something. Maybe even 4 wins will do it for them this year.
I was just thinking, like, you know, we had a practice one time out in Wilmington where we had a guy that missed practice. He was late. And, you know, all the players were ticked off at him because he came out after practice and supposedly, you know, told the coach that he had a drinking problem. Mm. And it was hotter than hell and everybody's sweating. So Sam Weish made the guy apologize to the team after we just ran our gassers. So everybody's gassed. It's 100 degrees out. You know, everybody's pissed off. And this guy goes, guys, I'm sorry. I'm an alcoholic. You know, can you hear in the background? Screw you! You're not an alcoholic. You just want to get out of practice. I mean, that would have been like the greatest scene ever for Hard Knocks. And then Sam, I think, put him in alcohol rehab or something.
Yeah.
Right? So 2 days he's in alcohol rehab, and all of a sudden the phone is ringing at the facility in Wilmington, Ohio. How he got the number to the facility is beyond me. And it's the trainer and the training staff. And the training staff says, hey, boom, 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 so-and-so's on the phone. I'm like, on the phone? I thought he was in rehab. Yeah, he is. He's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. I guess they give him one phone call a day or something. I don't know. So I go over there, and he goes, hey, man, you got to get me out of here. You got to get me out of here. I don't have a problem. I lied. And I'm like, so, geez, why? So I got to go to the coach now and say, we got to get you out of rehab because you don't want to be there. You'd rather be with the team.
Oh, that would have been great to see. I mean, I bet you those old school training camps were so much more entertaining than these.
Do you remember, we had a punter my rookie year. We had a punter. His name was Pat McAnally. And Pat McAnally created the figurine, you know, the starting lineup figurines.
Oh, him?
He
really?
Actually created that.
Wow.
Okay. So he went to Harvard. He was a wide receiver and a punter. One of the smartest guys I'd ever been around. And for the longest time, he had an article that ran nationally in a lot of different newspapers on a daily basis. So this guy was really bright. And there was a time where, you know, in the middle of training camp, 5 weeks, it gets real monotonous and everything else like that. And he is late for an 8 o'clock meeting at night. And we're all in this theater and we're all sitting there and we're watching, you know, getting ready to watch film or whatever and listen to whatever Sam was going to pontificate about. And all of a sudden, you know, he starts the meeting and Pat McAnally's late. Right? I'm like, wow, where the hell's Pat McAnally? He would never be late. What's he doing? And then all of a sudden, Pat McAnally comes walking down the aisles. He's got his cleats on. He's got high socks. He's got our black plastic belt around his waist and nothing else on. He comes walking down totally naked. I'm like,
why?
He sits down. Why not? Why not? It's a bunch of guys all just sitting in a room. And there's no women around anywhere. And this guy comes walking in. I'm like, what in the F is going on? This is professional football. I mean, this is like my foray into professional football. It's hilarious. But, you know, that's the kind of nonsense that really goes on if you want to know.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I think Hard Knocks is so good this year is because of the dysfunctional personalities that you have there. Well, it's combustible.
Bob Wiley, Greg Williams, and Todd Haley. I don't know how Hugh Jackson is going to survive in that mix. I don't, and I know that I guess he hired all of them himself, or I don't know if John Dorsey was a big part of
this. John Dorsey's another one. You know, he's like a throwback general manager.
Yeah.
You know, the reason he got yanked out of Kansas City by Andy Reid was because, you know, Andy Reid really wanted Pat Mahomes, and they wanted to keep it under the wraps. They didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And according to stories that were told to me, is that, you know, Dorsey kind of let it out of the bag that Mahomes was on their radar, and they had to trade up to get Mahomes, I think, just to make sure that nobody got up in front of him. So, and that was one of the reasons why I think that, you know, Andy Reid said, okay, you're out of here, because we can't have these kind of leaks, we can't have these kind of dealings with the press and letting people know what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
He's like an old school guy.
But
he's
an old school GM. There's been so many guys who've gone to the Browns, and then all of a sudden they've become dumb. I don't know how it happens, but it's happened with a lot of guys. You know?
I don't know. I think this team's actually going to be fun to watch this year. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean,
it's weird. I'm kind of like rooting for him.
Yeah, and that always happens when I like the team on Hard Knocks. I end up rooting for them a little bit because I feel like I know the guys. And Baker Mayfield, by the way, has some great scenes in the second preseason game against the Bills where you could just tell he's just a great leader on the field. Just the way that he talks to the players, mm-hmm. rallies behind. I mean, there's so much I like about him that you wouldn't know unless you were watching Hard Knocks.
You know, next week we have our CBS seminar and we go over all the rules and all the stuff. And, you know, we talk about what's going on at CBS and all that.
Yeah, thing. I've been to that the last 3 years. I was sent over there.
Oh, you were? Yeah, okay, okay. Are you coming this year?
No, I don't think.
Boring.
Remember, is that the same one where they, it's like the media rollout deal? And
boring.
It's a little bit of everything. So, you know, yeah. They give you all the new, whatever new technology. We go over the rules and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's kind of like renewing your fundamentals about getting into the season from a TV perspective. But with the interesting thing about all of that is that you're bringing all these people together that are never together during the season, but are all connected via the One NFL Today studio in a weird way. And it's really the only time that we all interact with one another.
That's the one day?
It's the one day, 2 days, really.
Yeah, I used to get sent over there for CBS Sports Radio to interview all. I mean, it was like a thing that was that we had to do. It was I was kicking and screaming. I mean, you used to see me over there.
I saw you and Brian Jones over there, but Brian also works for CBS College Football.
Oh my God, that was just the worst. They put us next to the cafeteria, and then we'd sit down and have to. Everybody would walk by, and we have to sit
like
there.
Like a cattle call.
Let me guess whose idea that was.
Yep. Yeah, you got it. Anyway, all right, let's get the update in here with Jerry Recco. What's going on,
Jerry? Brought to you by Honker, the car leasing app. Your car is here. Yankees Marlins last night in Miami. Things were fine through the first 4 or 5 innings. Not so good there in the sixth. This thing's got away from New York.
And the 1-2. Swung on and lined to deep left field. Gardner back looking up. That ball is gone into the bullpen. A 3-run home run for Miguel Rojas. And Miami takes a 4-2 lead.
And that's John Sterling. And they would wind up winning 9-3. 5 runs in the sixth. JT Riddle, a pinch hit 2-run homer in the eighth inning as well. Lance Lynn, the loss, he was charged with 5 runs over 5 1/3 chance. Adams gives up 3 runs in an inning in 2/3. And Greg Bird was 0-4. We'll get to all of this in succession. Here's Aaron Boone, one big mistake by Lynn.
You know, I think just trying to go away with that fastball. You saw it run across the plate, and Rojas put a good swing on it.
And Lynn asked about the Rojas at bat.
Did it pitch to Rojas a bad pitch in your mind?
It went over the fence.
So, yes. Here's Boone not thrilled with the 1-1 split.
We didn't do a lot great down here.
No, they didn't. Bird was hitless in the 2 games. He's batting .202, so what's up?
Just not consistent. I know that's vague, but with my timing, it just hasn't been consistent.
Here's Bird's new motto. I think we can all live by this.
It sucks to suck.
It sucks to suck.
I think that's very apropos, yeah. And I think it's very succinct and to the point.
Yeah, pretty much.
That should be the new thumbs down for this Yankee team this year. You know, get that on the T-shirts. It sucks to suck.
That would be a good motto to live by. The Yankees did place Aroldis Chapman on the DL with left knee tendonitis. They are 9 games behind Boston in the AL East. They lead Oakland by 3.5 for the first wild card spot. Mentioned the Red Sox as they beat the Indians.
Swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Guyer going back to the track, still going. It is gone in the bullpen.
It is gone. 2 home runs on the night for Xander Bogaerts. There's one of them. The Red Sox back to 50 games over 500 as they beat the Indians 10-4 as that snaps their 3-game losing streak. Mentioned the A's. They lost to the Rangers 4-2, and the Astros beat the Mariners 10-7, Houston leading Oakland by a game in the AL West. As for the Mets and Giants at Citi Field, it was all good for New York because Jeff McNeil continues to rake.
Kelly deals. He swings and he lines one to right, moving over Hernandez. He won't get there. Base hit for McNeil. In to score Reinheimer. Stopping at second, Bautista. They can't get Jeff McNeil out.
No, he was 4-for-4 yesterday. He had hits his last 2 at-bats the game before that, and he starts with 2 base hits. So 8-for-8, a new Mets rookie record in consecutive at-bats. Did you know that you were about to set that record?
No, not really. Just trying to keep getting hits.
And he's getting a lot of hits. By the way, it was Howie Rosen, WOR. Mets wound up winning
5-3. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. Here's Todd Frazier. You guys are playing better of late. Why?
Just having fun again. Just having fun. Everybody coming together, everybody having fun, and just playing the game the right way. And
that's Frazier on SNY. He homered in this game, drove in a couple of runs. Dominic Smith with a home run, a long home run. And Jose Bautista hit a home run in the fourth. Hit one of the home runs as well in the fourth inning. Noah Syndergaard, 6 innings for the win. He's 9-3. Just one other clip. Here is Callaway on Noah's outing.
I thought he threw the ball well. He had great stuff, obviously. We saw maybe a little uptick in velo.
So that's a good thing, I suppose. He's throwing the ball a little bit harder. Jacob DeGrom, Madison Bumgarner in the series finale this afternoon. Also, the Cardinals beat the Dodgers 3-1. A couple of late home runs there. Rockies over the Padres 6-2. And this one should be near and dear to Al Dukes. And I think you owe him an apology, Boomer, quite frankly, because Al Dukes, when we play softball, plays where?
Third base.
You think it's easy playing third base?
Lou Mastalone made it look easy.
Well, he's no Lou Mastalone, and Will Myers is apparently no Lou Mastalone either. So right. Will Myers is an outfielder for the Padres.
Right.
We could put him at third base, so they want to get him some reps. He took a ball to the face and had to come off the field because he was bleeding terribly.
Well, Al took a ball to the shin, and he was out for the entire season.
Right, but then what did he do this year?
Al could have played for the Mets. Like, he showed up with knee pads right. And a jock. Looked like he was playing soccer over there at third base.
And by the way, that's true. Your knee pads are around your shins. Why was that?
Well, for shin protection.
Balls to the chin. Yeah. Oh,
shin. The shin. Yes, the shin.
Right. So anyway. The interesting thing was that the other night, Al made 2 errors. And I asked him in between innings, I said, you going to try to get involved today? Or are we just going to stand here and just be like a mannequin at third base? Well, and he was like, no. Those balls were hit hard. And plus, the ball color matches the dirt color. So I'm having a little problem seeing it. I'm like, oh,
shut up.
That was true. The ball yes, color was the
kind
dirt
of crap
color
that I have to deal with.
Is that really what you said?
That freaking Boomer.
That was reality.
No, it was not reality. By the way, I just had this conversation with the NARPs over there at CBS Sports Radio. And they were just saying, I don't know. They were saying to me, I don't know how I don't drink more alcohol when I deal with you guys.
Wait,
we
they
think
said
the same
that?
Thing with you.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Who over there said that?
You know, those guys that sit over there.
Oh, okay. I'll have to talk with them. Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
The interesting thing, so there's a pop-up to Al. And I don't know if you heard this, but as soon as the ball's popped up and it goes to third base, I don't know if you heard what I said.
No.
It's in the air. Right? Al's going over there to get himself in position, and I'm yelling at him, you better not drop it! You better not drop
it! Doesn't help. Like the photo I put out on Twitter, you're like...
But he made the catch. It was good.
I didn't even hear it, Boomer. I had canceled everything out. Locked in on that ball.
But I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of the guys, the way you're playing. You know, tonight we got the big game up there in Sleepy Hollow, and it's going to be awesome. And at the end of the day, we're undefeated.
This is a good team, though. This is a very good team.
It's going to be a great team tonight.
Yeah.
And I want you guys focused.
Who plays on this team? Because all I hear
Ozzie Smith.
No, well, I think he brings the Dominican Republican AAA team.
Oh my God!
Not Republican, Republic.
Dominican Republic.
I don't think there are any Dominican Republicans. I'm just.
Oh my God!
Right. So he brings them in on a bus. I don't know where he gets them from, but he gets them, and then they
launch 400-foot home runs.
Right. Exactly.
It's true. So anyway, so that'll be fun tonight in Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, it will be great tonight.
Try to finish out an unbeaten season. I got time. Ohio State suspends Urban Meyer for 3 games. They say he mishandled the domestic violence allegations made against his former assistant coach, Zach Smith, and that he misrepresented things when he knew about the situation or what he knew. Here was Meyer reacting to that.
The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make the different decisions, but I can't.
He says why he reacted or didn't react the way he did with Smith.
I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years.
So 3 games for Urban Meyer.
Yeah, just basically read a statement, answered a couple of questions, seemed annoyed that he had to be up there. And
yeah,
then
I take it as there's more to this story that nobody is talking about. And I don't know what that more is. I feel like I'm being left without the full answers of what the hell went on here. But the word allegations keeps coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up. And like, there's like no like end here. Like, I don't know what the end here is.
Well, the problem was, that press conference where he was lying about it. Now, the Ohio State investigation, they came out and said, we don't think that he was deliberately lying about it. What do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. I'll tell you what I think they mean. I think that they mean that he felt like he did not want to talk about anybody's personal situation, with their marriage, with their wife. He didn't want to
get anybody
involved.
The problem with that is, though, when he's asked direct questions, if you know something,
I don't know what you
say.
So you work for a state university, and that you have a guy on your staff and his wife who obviously have huge problems, and these huge problems are out there. People know about them. I don't necessarily know that he's allowed to talk about them in public.
But we're talking about two different things here. I mean, he was asked if he knew about stuff, and he said, no, I wasn't aware about it when it was proven that he was, as opposed to saying, I'm not talking about that personal issue right now at Big Ten Media Days. Right, That's different.
Okay, so he's aware of allegations.
Right.
Allegations, but he's not. I don't know what is going on. There's still more to this story that is not being told, and I don't know what it is.
And then other than the domestic violence stuff, there's other things that was going on with him where he apparently in this, if you read the report after the Ohio State investigation where Urban Meyer said, if you do that again, you're going to get fired. And he didn't fire him, and he did stuff again.
And what stuff was that?
Taking sexual pictures of himself at the facility and the White House. Getting sex toys delivered to the football facility, taking recruits and high school coaches to strip clubs when it said in his contract they do not go to strip clubs, spending $600 in those strip clubs.
He would be great on Hard Knocks. You'd love him. Why? Because he's so dysfunctional and such a lunatic. You would probably sit there and just be amazed at the way this guy carries himself.
I mean, he seems like he's got a lot of issues.
It sounds like there are a lot of issues here going on, and nobody seems to want to talk about what the real issue is. Everybody's skirting around it.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like it was pretty much handled head on last night, and everybody has to be fired guy, but it just seems like Urban Meyer in this situation was...
He did not want to mention Zach Smith's wife's name.
Right, he didn't. Someone asked him at the end, what do you have to say to Courtney Smith? And he basically said, I feel bad for all of us that were in this situation.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me there is so much more to this story that nobody wants to talk about. And I'm sure that there'll be more that will come out over the next few months or so, or when he gets back on the field for Game 4 of Ohio State. But there's something missing here.
I just wonder if he's not Urban Meyer, does he still have his job?
Probably not.
Right. I mean, that's going to be an overarching theme in this as well. I mean, the guy's one of the best football coaches, period, on any level.
They get 110,000 people per game. He probably makes $10 million a year.
Yep.
He has the best football program outside of Alabama.
Sure.
And it's a big deal.
Yep.
But I also think, they hired the right people to investigate the situation. They did. They went out and they hired high-powered people that, you know, have been through these things before that are not tied to the school, and it was independent, and they made their findings. But there's still something missing. There's still more to this story that we have not heard, and I just got to believe that in the next few months we'll hear more about it. The other thing you and I were talking about, and I think, Jerry, you were part of this too. Whatever happened to the LeSean McCoy situation?
Haven't heard a peep. I have no idea. Haven't heard a thing. I actually saw him on Hard Knocks talking to Tyrod Taylor before that game, and it jarred my memory into all that. And I was thinking, I don't know.
Remember when that came out initially?
Yes.
And it was just awful. The photos of his girlfriend who got beat up in their house or in his house that he has been trying to get her to get out of. I haven't heard anything from that. But then again, we also said, everybody just calm down. Don't jump to conclusions. We have to wait until we find out what the ultimate investigation reveals, right?
Yeah, I mean, but
I don't know what the NFL hasn't said anything about it. I haven't read anything about it. The police down there in Georgia haven't said anything about it. Nobody knows what's going on.
It's been weeks and weeks and weeks.
The only thing that I've heard is that she filed a civil lawsuit against LeSean McCoy and somebody else, some other guy, I guess one of LeSean's buddies.
2 weeks ago, something like
yes.
that.
Yep. That's the last thing I've heard of this. I haven't heard any legal conclusion or any arrest warrants or anything out there right now.
And usually when something comes down from the NFL, before you hear the official verdict on whatever it is, you start to hear rumblings about it. Because I remember that Ezekiel Elliott thing, all those NFL insiders were saying the NFL is intent on suspending Ezekiel Elliott. You're going to hear something about it soon. I mean, hasn't been a peep about
this. And
where
did Ezekiel Elliott come from?
What do you mean, where did he go? Oh, Ohio State, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but I mean, it's just another. And Ezekiel Elliott's father, by the way, was the face of the Protect Urban Meyer rally outside of the football facility.
That's why I'd like that. I'd like to know what the hell actually is going on here. I mean, there's more to this story, and I guess it's time will tell what it is and where, you know, and what really is the God's honest truth of what's going on.
Well, in all these instances, unless there is clear-cut video of something or audio of something or pictures of something, then you just...
So in 2009, Zach Smith was arrested.
Right. He was arrested. There weren't any charges filed after that. But one of the problems that Ohio State in this investigation had is that when Urban Meyer went to Gene Smith, the athletic director, and said, I want to hire Zach Smith, he never told him about that arrest in 2009 and wasn't forthcoming about that, I guess. So I guess I had an issue about that.
But there was no conviction or anything? There was nothing?
Not that I know.
That I would just say is, like, if you're arrested for something that you didn't do or were not convicted of, is it still something that needs to be discussed?
I mean, if you're hiring a guy and you're doing a background check, and I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, apparently, I think I'd want to know. If I was the athletic director and I was hiring somebody, I'd want to know the whole story.
Right, so you get arrested, and why did you get arrested?
Yeah, I would want to hear the story. I wouldn't want to be not told about it. Doesn't mean I wouldn't hire the guy.
Right.
I would want to hear why that happened.
Guilty or not guilty? Right.
Exactly. That is the question.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.